Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Welcome to Face Connecticut, an in-depth look at today's issues.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to Face Connecticut. I'm Morgan Cunningham on WTIC News Talk 1080, 96.5 TIC, and Light 100.5 WRCH. Our guest this morning is John Lyman. He is the Executive Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer of the Lyman Farm, which you would know more commonly perhaps as Lyman Orchards. We're going to be talking about how the growing season is going so far in 2024. I know we had some challenges the last few years, so let's see how things are going this year. Good morning, John. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Morgan. Glad to be with you this morning.
Before we talk about this year, give me an idea how things have been looking at your farm the last few years. You know, we had that really bad drought at one point. What got us to this year?
Well, as I say, every year is different, and that certainly has proven true the last few years. It's been kind of a roller coaster with the different seasons we've had over the last several. We've had overall, it's been pretty good for us. The fruits, tree fruits have been pretty good, with the exception of last year, which you can talk about in a minute. Small fruits, we've had some, ups and downs, but overall not too bad. So much of our way we market our fruit is pick your own, and that has been pretty steady. But some of the challenges last year with the weekend weather in the fall were problematic. But again, every year is different. You just have to go with the flow and try to make it work. And overall, we have a lot of people coming to the farm. People are really focused on supporting their local farms, and it's been helpful. It's been generally positive.
In 2022, I believe, is the year that we had that really bad drought in Connecticut, that whole summer where we went through a period with minimal, if any, rain, and there were some parts of the state, particularly in eastern Connecticut, that were experiencing extreme drought. What does that do to a farm like yours?
Yeah, and it's funny because in even a small state like Connecticut, there can be microclimates, and in that particular year, we did get some timely thunderstorms that many in the state didn't get, especially, as you say, in eastern Connecticut. So we were not as extremely dry as some of those drought-stricken areas. However, it was dry. And in a dry year, what you'll see typically would be the fruits a little smaller. And the trade-off is that the flavors usually a little stronger because there's more concentrated sugars within the fruit because they're a little smaller. And then, of course, if it's really, really bad, then the tree can be very stressed, and that can not only hurt the current year's crop, but also could affect the following year as it needs to have enough nutrients and regular moisture to be able to support the buds for next year as well. So it could turn out to be in extreme conditions an effect that is not just one year, but over two.
Is there anything that a farm could do to prepare in the event that there is a drought? You don't know necessarily whether one is coming, but just to be on the safe side, is there anything that you can do to prepare, or you just have to wait and see what Mother Nature deals you?
You certainly can. Irrigation is the way to address the dry weather and drought. In extreme conditions, and this was happening back in 2022, your water sources can dry up, and that was happening where guys had been irrigating and suddenly their ponds or where they were drawing water from, suddenly there wasn't, you know, it wasn't enough to keep irrigating. They had to sort of ration it. But irrigation, you see a lot more farms putting irrigation in. Trickle irrigation is where you kind of drip rather than sprinkler, and it's much more efficient for water use. Uses less water, but puts it right where it needs it at the root zone. Under extreme conditions, that type of irrigation is just not enough either. The tree just is losing so much moisture each day in the hot sun that you just can't keep up. But not everybody's got the irrigation, so then it becomes a little bit of, you know, having to kind of get through it. And the trees tend to be a little deeper rooted than, say, the vegetables, so they can stand a little more of a stress than the vegetables would. And most vegetable farms are set up for irrigation just because of that, because if it does get dry, they just need to keep supporting the plants with water.
When does it become apparent, John, that a drought might be setting in? You know, at what point do you think, okay, this is definitely going to be some kind of a dry spell that we're going through?
It's usually kind of how much moisture you're getting on a weekly basis on average. So if you know, in ideal conditions, you would be getting an inch to an inch and a half a week. Now, that could become in a case of you have a 2-inch storm and that, you know, and then 2 weeks of dry type of thing. So, but on average, that inch to, you know, up to 2 inches a week is would be perfect. When you start going below that and going on for weeks, then obviously you're now in a very dry, extreme condition. And then when it goes more than a month, then you're really in a drought. And of course, the heat has an impact too. So if the temperatures are quite hot and it's dry, then that has a much more of a negative impact on the plants than if it were sort of, you know, in the 70s or 80s. And then, of course, how dry the air is. So if it's humid, that's a little better than if it's really dry. So a dry heat is really what gives the stress. And then, again, that average weekly rainfall, if you are not hitting that, you're going to begin to see the stress in the summer months.
I'm Morgan Cunningham. It's Face Connecticut. Our guest this morning is John Lyman, Executive Vice President, Secretary, and Treasurer of Lyman Orchards here in Connecticut. Now, John, you had mentioned that 2023 also brought challenges. 2022 brought challenges for many farmers in Connecticut with that lack of rainfall that we experienced in the summer. How was 2023 different and difficult for you guys?
Well, it was kind of just sort of two ends of or two sides of the same coin, because as dry as it was in 2022, 2023 was extremely wet, and especially really from July through pretty much through the end of the year, just had extreme amounts of rainfall and flooding. You know, we weren't as impacted in the July floods that many of the vegetable farmers were along the river, and that was devastating. They just lost all their crops that were ready to be harvested at that time. So, yeah, you know, dry to wet and very extreme. And, in a, you know, farmers will tell you that they would prefer a dry season over a wet season because you can, as we talked about, you can add water through irrigation. But when it's wet, you really you have to kind of, you know, manage it because the diseases, there's more diseases, the plants are more stressed because they're waterlogged. It's always a challenge in a really wet year, and that was last year. We just had that extreme, and for us, because we rely on our pick-your-own traffic, the pattern of at least one day of every weekend during September and October was really hurt too, because people won't come out obviously and pick in the rain. So our traffic was way down in the fall because of that rainy weekend pattern. And so kind of a double whammy, kind of get the stress on the plants, but then not having good weather for people to come and pick during our prime season. So, it was, talk about just two opposites, and that was really what 2022 and 2023 was.
We had talked about how in 2022, when you guys experienced some drought and drier conditions, that there are steps that you can take to mitigate that. Obviously, that's harder when you have too much water. I don't know how you would protect crops from, say, a river overflowing and rushing and wiping out a whole field of corn or berries or whatever it is. But are there any protections that can be taken in the event that there is too much rain or a river overflow, whatever?
Really not. I mean, that's, you really are at the mercy of what happens. And, you know, in the case with the overflowing from the river, you know, the one thing is obviously that what the excess water does to the plant. But then because it was the water in the river was not, you know, was not, it had bacteria. So they had to condemn the crops. They just couldn't harvest the crops for food safety. So that was really what impacted the vegetable farms, where they had the flooding from the river the most. And again, nothing you really can do. I mean, once the water's flowing, it's overflowing. It's going to go where it's going to go. And
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
That you have to kind of pick up the pieces afterwards.
This is Face Connecticut. My guest this morning is John Lyman, Executive Vice President, Secretary and Treasurer of Lyman Orchards. One thing that I do hear about after any kind of extreme weather that happens to a farm and how it impacts that farm, the federal government in many instances is able to step in to help with losses or evaluations of how damaged an area particularly was. How does that actually work? Does that actually help the farmer at least break even? What happens when the federal government steps in because of that extreme weather?
Yeah, there's a couple of things that the federal government can do and does. The most effective program is an ongoing program. It's crop insurance. And a lot of farms will take out crop insurance. The federal government will subsidize the premium because if it were just, the regular premium, all farms couldn't afford it. But the federal government incentivizes the program by subsidizing the premium and encouraging producers to sign up for crop insurance. And there are most of the crops are covered in the state. There are a few that aren't for different reasons. But and what crop insurance will do is it will cover you for a disaster. It kind of doesn't make you completely whole, but it keeps you from having a catastrophic situation where you just, you have to go out of business because you lost so much money with the loss of the crop. And then there are other programs that the federal government will do in the case of extreme, like the flooding or whatever, that declare disaster areas, and then will provide low-interest loans. And the difficulty with that sometimes is that the farm has already put a lot of money out toward the crop, and borrowing more money at that time is not necessarily the answer, even if it's low interest. So while it doesn't, it's hard to say every situation it doesn't work for. It does work for some, but generally that's probably the less helpful, if you will. And then sometimes there's grants that are offered, you know, for losses. Certainly during COVID, there were a number of federal programs that gave grants to farms for the difficulties they were going through. And so that certainly helps kind of pave the way through that difficult period. But the biggest plus for most farmers, if it's available for the crop, is to take crop insurance and help mitigate the risk from extreme conditions.
John, if 2022 and 2023 were not necessarily the best for farmers in Connecticut, what is this year like? Is it the same? Is it difficult? Is it actually good? What's going on out there?
2023 has been a great growing year so far. I'm pleased to say. And again, every farmer will tell you it's so far, it's good, because you don't know what's ahead of you. But hopefully, we'll continue to see normal conditions. But the crops are all looking good pretty much across the board. In our case with the tree fruit, some of the dangers we have is freezes. Last year, we lost our peach crop with an Arctic blast in February. And then in May, there was a frost that knocked a lot of the apples out. And we did not have any of the freeze events this past season. So, you know, a growing season is sort of like, it's kind of like a timeline or a milestone. You kind of hit milestone to get past it. And if you can get by them without any significant damage, you kind of count your blessings and keep looking forward. And so far, we've gotten through those. And really, all the plants are looking very healthy, growing well. And we're encouraged. We're looking forward to really a nice crop across the board. We've been harvesting strawberries. We have raspberries now. We have blueberries coming along. Peaches. We will have a full crop of peaches this year, which we're excited about. So, yeah, overall, and I talking to some vegetable farms who were saying their crops are doing really well. Things are a little ahead of normal, but not extremely ahead. But you might see some things hitting the market a little sooner than you would expect. I know summer squash is hitting the market now. Corn should be available around the 4th of July. So, I think 2024 so far has been a very good growing season for Connecticut farmers.
Unusual, perhaps, but is it bad in any way for these crops to be early?
Not really. It's part of the challenge would be just to make people aware that, hey, we got things are ready, you know, because people will think in terms of traditional timelines. And so just getting the word out that, hey, things are a little early. You know, they might be surprised to see some things in the market when they would think it might be a little later. A little early is not too bad as long as you can get to the markets and get people buying sooner. And usually people respond pretty quickly once they see the local products.
If they are early, such as corn, for instance, as you mentioned, does that mean that it's done earlier or squash?
No, because the farmers will be planting different fields to spread out the season. So it's just a matter of their timing of their plantings. And they'll usually do that to extend their season. And so corn will be, you know, planted at various times to stretch the season well into September and early October. And the same with the squashes. We do a small amount of squash, and we do it primarily for the squash flowers for pick your own, and we'll do the same thing. We'll kind of plant at different stages so it stretches the season out. So you have a lot more flexibility when it comes to the vegetables that way. The tree fruit is really, you know, because the plants are, they're perennial, they're there in the ground, and it is the crop. And when it's early, it could end earlier. We grow over 30 varieties of apples, so that stretches our season out from mid-August all the way into early November. And again, if it's only a few days early, then I wouldn't expect that we would end any earlier. If it were 2 weeks ahead, then, yeah, we might be ending up like a week or two earlier than normal. But I expect this season will be pretty much normal in terms of how long it goes.
The early heat wave that we had in June, normally you would get that 90-degree weather dancing around 100 degrees in July or perhaps in August. So in a way, that's unusual. It has been since 1964, I believe, that that's happened. So it's been a long time. Does that necessarily affect how farmers are operating? Does that impact operations at all because that heat came sooner than expected?
It will impact, maybe move things along a little faster. And again, might create a little more stress where you have to irrigate a little more just to keep the plants from getting too stressed out. Tree fruit shouldn't be impacted too much. In fact, peaches love the heat. Again, as long as there's adequate moisture in the soil, the plants will thrive under that situation. But while it might not happen all the time, it does happen, and generally we don't see too much impact as long as it doesn't stay extremely hot throughout the summer, because then it creates other issues such as the dry and almost drought conditions we talked about.
And at Lyman Orchards, you guys are still seeing that strong demand, people that want to come pick their own, they want to come pick up the pies. That demand is strong to support local farms?
Yes, it's been very strong. And, and again, we saw a great turnout when we opened our pick-your-own strawberries. People were anxious to get out and start, enjoying the Connecticut-grown fruit. And, people definitely look for it, and they support it, and we're pleased that the demand's been strong.
How do you guys keep up with that kind of demand, that steady, that people keep coming back? They want more pies, they want more fruit, and sometimes, some years, maybe the crops aren't as cooperative. So far this year, it sounds like they have been, but how do you guys make sure that you're ahead of that demand? Or just right, that you don't want too much fruit left over either.
It is a delicate balance, but for our all our fruits, we actually are growing more than what we sell through Pick Your Own. So, and obviously our other channels that we sell are through our retail market, and also we do some wholesaling. And for us, the wholesale is sort of what the surplus is, and we have we try to work with specific markets for that wholesale, sort of that premium wholesale market. We can't compete with the big guys when it comes into the whole grocery wholesale markets. But we do look for specific, specialized accounts that we can work with. And so we generally produce more than what our pick-your-own demand is, and that gives us the ability in a light year to have enough for our pick-your-own. And where it falls short would be then on the wholesale side. It's like I always say, when you have a produce stand, you don't put just three apples out there. You have a full display, because people will buy more when they see a full display. So we do the same with our orchard, where we have plenty of acres, plenty of fruit, and people feel like they can get the best selection, and they just enjoy being out in the orchard and walking through and picking as they see what they want to pick.
Of course, I remember discovering Lyman Orchards myself personally through all of the school fundraisers, the opportunities that you guys would support, selling pies and so on and so forth. That demand also remains strong, too?
It does. Yeah, it's our pie business has been very, very strong. It's been growing. We in the last 3 years, we actually moved our production down to New Haven into a bakery production just to keep up with our demand. And that's been the fastest growing part of our business, at our wholesale bakery. We're expanding that throughout the country, and pretty excited. And it's a value added piece for us. So it's another way to use our fruit and continue to grow the revenue. It's not as dependent on the weather, as I mentioned, to pick your own, but also our retail market and our golf courses that we have will all be impacted by rainy weather. But if it's raining, we still have our wholesale pie orders coming in, and so that's helped us to overcome some of the weather dependency that we we have with our other businesses.
And how did you guys come up with that bumbleberry pie?
We just kind of threw a bunch of different fruit in there, and it worked. I understand that's your favorite pie.
It is, yes.
Yeah, it's got the apples, it's got the cherries, the blueberries, raspberries, blackberries. Yeah, it's sort of a mix, and that bumbleberry, you just think of just kind of bumbling it all together, and we've had people ask, what is a bumbleberry?
Well, that's exactly what we thought. Again, going back to when I was in school, that first pie form that we got some many years ago, we saw bumbleberry, said, what the heck is that? Well, I don't know, but it sounds good. So we tried it, one bite, and it was instant love. So thank you guys for that.
Well, it's a great pie. I love it, too.
Well, I appreciate your coming on Face Connecticut this morning. Is there anything else that you're thinking about that maybe we didn't get to in our conversation about this year's growing season?
I would encourage people to go out and support their local farms. So many in Connecticut do pick your own, and we certainly do. We also do corn mazes and sunflower mazes. So those are, we've just planted those. We're as we speak, we're cutting them, and our sunflower maze will run in August, and then the corn maze in September and October. So, we're encouraged and looking forward to a great year.
John, thank you for coming on Face Connecticut this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Morgan. Great talking with you.
You take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Face Connecticut is a production of the News and Public Affairs Department of WTIC Radio.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.